podcast from the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod's Office of National Mission. This is God's Mission Here.
I'm Reverend Mark Kiesling, Director of Youth Ministry, and with me is D.C. Juliana Schultz, Program Manager of LCMS Youth Ministry. As a part of the Office of National Mission, we work to assist congregations and schools through districts to serve young people across our synod, and one way we do that is through campus ministry.
LCMSU is what we call our LCMS campus ministry. These are intentional ministries across the country that care for students who are studying in our college and universities. Through LCMSU, we're able to provide resources and supports for students who are going through lots of transitions and who might risk becoming disconnected from the church. So our LCMSU chapter leaders help provide that connection, that programming, the pushback into God's word and worship that keep young people active in our church body during those years.
College is a time for major transition. If you've been through that, you know what that means. Even if a young person is staying close to home, their friends and support systems change. They have a new level of independence where they are choosing how to eat and when to sleep and how to manage their time. And while we hope we have prepared them well, we know they are going to face many new academic and intellectual challenges.
And college students' home congregation continue to play a key role in supporting students who are away from home. Prayer and care packages, connecting them to a new congregation, are all ways that we see congregations live out God's mission here as they care for those college students in their walk with Christ. We also want them to have these campus ministries that support them during their time on campus. Both of these groups work together to help young people stay connected.
We saw in research from a few years ago that young people who remained LCMS into young adulthood were twice as likely to say their church ministered to them during times of transition compared to those who completely left the church. We also saw that young people went through a major decline in connection to church when they went to college. Certainly, some connect strongly to a church during college, and many returned following college. However, too many left the church never to return.
We know that this disconnection can happen for a number of reasons. Some young people may be actively looking to disconnect from traditions and communities of their childhood. Others may be at campuses that don't offer opportunities to get connected to a church or a Christian community. Others have no intention of leaving the church at all, but as they learn to navigate college life, the importance of worship and being in Christian community just gets pushed out of the schedule. We want to do our part to help congregations and campus ministries prepare young people for college and prioritize their walk with Jesus. And we also want to minister to current college students during the wonderful time of life.
On our podcast, End Goals, we were blessed to interview Ron Dupree, who serves young people on both sides of this major transition. We wanted to share that interview with you today.
Ron Dupree is a DCE who serves as Director of Youth and College Ministries at St. Paul Lutheran Church in Denton, Texas. For the past 21 years, Ron has served youth and families at the church as well as students at the University of North Texas and Texas Women's University. Ron is a graduate of Concordia University Irvine and a current graduate student at Concordia Irvine Townsend's Institute for Executive Coaching and Consulting. Ron has served 3 other LCMS congregations in Hayward, Yucaipa, California, and Olympia, Washington, where there is free time. He enjoys restoring an old Corvette, motorcycle riding, and dirt biking, and most importantly, spending time with his children and grandchildren. So what do you love about working with young people and young adults in your congregation and your community?
Oh, they always have a smile on their face. Sometimes they have a bit of a chip on their shoulder sometimes too. And I have to ask them, hey, what's up? What's going on? You know, as a young adult, I think a problem can be really big for them as we've kind of gone through that ourselves as adults, older adults. We can say, hey, maybe that's more of a simpler problem that I wouldn't stress out about. But for a college student who's on their own, it's a big deal. So, I just like being able to walk through those situations with them, to be in a mentoring role at some point to, you know, to just kind of expand on whatever's going on in their life, just to maybe walk through that with them a little longer and a little closer, just to kind of give them encouragement and help them find solutions. I also enjoy just, again, seeing how some of these students that I've known for so long, just taking these different steps, going from confirmation into high school years, and then if they're sticking around in Denton for college, that I still get to continue that with them. the other enjoyable part I really like having is when they do go away to, say, Texas Tech or Sam Houston here in Texas, or, you know, even further out. I know there's a few that go to OSU. When they come back, we just make sure they know what's going on when they get back, that they can be included, like for our Christmas caroling, you know, make sure that they know ahead of time when we're doing things, so it's not a surprise, they don't miss out on it, that they are missed, that we look forward to seeing them when they return back to town. So, I'm probably just all over the map right now with all of this, but those are the things I really enjoy. I just really like being able to see them kind of taking those first steps of adulthood and coming back stronger, kind of going through the fire, you know, of living life. And I think they come back a little more seasoned and a little more mature. And I like to just, after a few months pass, you know, you don't see them, and you just, for those that go away for school, you definitely notice that change more easily.
Yeah. That's great. Well, you get to work with college students, like sitting in those different parts of their life as they're making that transition and having those exciting opportunities to grow as young people and build in their independence. But we also certainly see too that college can be a stressful time for students. They're moving away from home perhaps, and they're definitely for sure making new friends. They're finding a new support system. They're trying to survive studies and introduce to these new worldviews and intellectual knowledge as well. From your work with them, what would you say are maybe the biggest challenges college students face today? Has this maybe changed in recent years? And how do these issues affect their spiritual lives and relationship with the church?
So when we've got like the summer months, like right after school ends in May, we start to get people visiting our church and just kind of wanting to see what Denton is like. They may have a student orientation at one of the campuses. And that's usually when I'll see the parents. You know, they walk in the doors with their student, their child, and they have high hopes that their child's going to be attending every single Sunday and participating in every single activity. And I can see the look on some of the students' faces were like, oh, mom and dad are making me do this, you know? Well, sure. Yeah. Your parents are making you do this, but we want to encourage you to make your faith your own. And we want to help you with that. I've seen students, I've listened to them when they've been on campus in their classrooms, and they're bombarded with just this, secularist ideal of things. And when students are sharing their faith or their worldview in the classroom, not only do they have students basically attacking them, you know, for their faith or their worldview, but even the professor at time has chimed in and basically said there's no room for that kind of message to be shared in the classroom. It has nothing to do with what we're studying, you know. So that's something that becomes very discouraging. They're like, why am I here? Why am I at this college? You know, how do I deal with these challenges? I'm just trying to learn, but I also want to integrate what my life is into what I'm studying. And I've got a professor or fellow students that won't accept that. So that's a tough thing. I think we really need to help our students, middle school and high school, understand what worldviews are out there versus what a Christian worldview is. Another one is just the whole gender dysphoria thing that's going on right now. I mean, that has really shaken a lot of people, households. Mm-hmm. What is it that us as a congregation or as a whole church body denomination, you know, how do we really just help people to understand who they are in God's image, and that God did not create us to be a mistake, but, you know, that we are who we are in His eyes. Yeah, those are kind of the big ones right now. Other than the idea of the cost of things, finding a job, finding a house. I remember Pastor Donsbach. He was our senior pastor, our sole pastor, from the 50s into about the 90s. And so he was taking youth ministry and college ministry, but he really embraced the college ministry part of it. And way back then, the parents dropped the kids off. They didn't have any mode of transportation to travel back home on the weekends.
Yeah.
If they had a 3-day weekend or just the way their classes lined up, they were still stuck here in Denton. And so it was a better place for the church to accommodate and to offer more to them, just to make them feel at home. Mm-hmm. Now we've got students that have their own cars, or they have many other activities that just fill their time. It's one of the challenges I see is either they're not present on the weekends to do activities, or their midweek is so busy with band or sports or just the demands of some of the courses they take that it's difficult to get them all in one place at one time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, certainly we know there are intellectual challenges, there are challenges to their worldview, practical challenges that are around that. What are some key learnings that parents and congregations can provide for high school students as they prepare for that transition? And then maybe what are some tangible ways that they can walk alongside students as they make that transition?
So, we're beginning confirmation class tomorrow night. So I'm going to put that confirmation hat on and say that parents need to be the primary faith leader and teacher in their home. I think that's just the most important thing, that the parents embrace what they expect their 6th, 7th, or 8th grader to be doing at this life stage, and not just drop them off at the door. Parent DCE or the pastor of the DCE are going to teach them everything they know for the rest of their life in 3 years or 2 years, whichever the program. But that parents are fully engaged in their confirmation years, but also just regular Bible study, devotion time at home, creating those habits that need to be formed. Mm-hmm. Because if they don't have that in place, it's not going to be found in the college years. Mm-hmm. So the other thing, too, is to really prioritize faith life. My children's message that was going along with Matthew 16, what are you going to forfeit, to follow Christ, to take up your cross? You know, this was part of our lectionary on Sunday. And I just kind of did a little mathematical thing there and more for the parents than it was for the 3-year-olds or 4-year-olds, like how many hours are in a week, I don't know. But for us adults, we know there's a lot of hours in the week and sometimes not enough. But if a child or a family went to church every Sunday and went to Sunday school every Sunday, so that would be 8 hours, you figure. That's still 1% of that whole time that you are devoting to your Christian life, not to include, of course, the other things going on in life, like school and homework and sports and band practice and cheerleading and whatever else there might be, but really to make a priority of your faith life. Still do those things that God has placed in your life that are achievements and the things that you want to succeed in, but don't let those take your focus off of God. So I think to kind of just finalize that, just parents really need to be involved in the child's faith life. Don't just hand it off to the pastor or the DCE or if you have a missionary that's working in your congregation. Don't just rely on them. The parents need to take the responsibility of their child's faith life.
We've certainly seen where parents can be that glue through all those transitions.
Yes.
And also be great examples too, to young people, that when they face transitions in life, the parents do that, they focus on that foundation that is Jesus and the church through all those things to be strengthened, find relationships and connections, as well as be fed on God's word and sacrament. What a beautiful thing that is. And their walk with Christ. You mentioned a little bit about what you do to support students who grew up at St. Paul, and then went off to maybe Oklahoma State, other schools outside of Denton. And so I wanted you to talk a little bit more about that, how you support those students who are away from Denton but grew up through your youth ministry, but also maybe you could probably get to see some great things too of students who come from other congregations to Denton for college, and you get to see their home congregation still supporting them. What are some suggestions you might give to like a home congregation to support college students who are away from home or maybe even close to home as well?
Yeah. So I would say, you know, one of the fun things would be, you know, just a care package, just to just remind them they're not alone on the little island they are way away from home. You know, just a text message, you know, that's just the simplest technology you have, just to send a little hand waving emoji, just say, hey, we're still thinking about you. We miss you. We're praying for you. You know, what's something we can pray for while you're away that we may not know what's going on? We won't hear back from you, or at least see you in face to face, you know, for another few months. But what are some things that we can pray for you? Simple things like prayer petitions on Sunday, just to make sure the pastor can, you know, just offer a petition for our students who are away, just to remind people where they are and who they are. Because some people say, well, where's so-and-so? It's like they went to college 2 years ago. You know, some people just don't really pay attention or are focused on that. So it'd be helpful just to have them be reminded of these students are not just ditching church. They are working towards a degree. Mm-hmm. To also have the ability to communicate with the other pastors at the other congregations that these students come from, you know, just maybe some open communication. You know, if they're having a difficult time, maybe that difficult time has followed them to campus from where they were before. So maybe they're just dealing with some family issues that maybe one person may not have been able to help them through, but maybe someone else or a fellow student might be able to kind of help with that. You know, still asking permission of the student, say, hey, you know, you mind if we, you know, just kind of see if there's any way we can help you further, you know, and we can ask some others that you might know that might have some insight. With special events, you know, that we have at the church, just make sure students are involved. We do an Oktoberfest. We do an arts and jazz fest with the city of Denton. Just to let them know that, hey, we've got a booth out there. Yeah, we always need people to help, you know, but also we want you to be there just to be a part of this fun celebration moment as well, too. We also have some of the students help with ushering. Many of our students are part of the music school at UNT, so they are incorporated into our worship services, playing trumpet, oboe, singing in the choir, doing handbells, those kinds of things, which is probably from their culture of when they grew up in their own home congregation. They may miss that, or they want to feel that connection so they can at least feel connected at their college church home.
As we look at this generation of students, I think we see more of them who are opting to go to maybe a community college or a college that's closer to home because there is less expense attached to that oftentimes. How do you, as you have students that are transitioning to college but also staying in your town, how do you uniquely care for those students? And is the church's relationship any different with that student once they transition into college?
Yeah, that's kind of a loaded question because, there will be, you know, just some of our members who will be like, oh, yeah, they're in high school. They can't do this or that. I was like, they're in college now. You know, there's just, again, there's sometimes that disconnect or that need for a gentle reminder that kids do grow up and they become adults and they're ready to serve the church in a different way. I would say that for those that do stay around, and that would be my own children, my two boys and two girls, they all attended local colleges, UNT, TWU, also our junior college, North Texas Central College. Down in Corinth. So it's a little bit further away, but a lot of our students will commute down there and at least get their general ed courses out of the way before they transfer to UNT or TWU. So yeah, really, I kind of work with three different campuses, or at least students of three campuses. So I tend to place them in positions of maybe as an advisor to other students that have come in, just to kind of say, hey, this is kind of what we do. This is what this congregation does. These are the places around town that are fun. These are the places around town, just don't visit. Also, with some of the students that are in town, when we need to have like representation with our student organization, those are the ones I turn to, just because we have to have the student IDs for the students who are enrolled to be able to work with like our student unions, to be able to get them to establish or keep established student union presence or a student organization presence on campus. So that would be the main thing, just because they're around, they're not going anywhere. But we don't exclude students who are here for 4 years from being in any kind of leadership role. We just know that we have a starting point, at least. We can start with those students who are there. The other portion of that was to help them take more leadership responsibilities, not just within our LCMSU or Lutheran Student Fellowship Organization, but also within the congregation, to serve on our leadership teams, or if you want to call them boards, our action teams. That way, these boards or teams that have generally just had kind of an older viewpoint actually have someone who's been around the church, grown up in the congregation, and can have some sort of continuity, but also maybe some new ideas too that maybe some of these leadership teams have not heard before. Sometimes that gets filtered out when you ask someone, hey, what's your opinion on this? And that kind of gets filtered out or filtered down by the time it gets to council. So if you actually have that person's opinion sitting on that board, I think it goes a lot further, has more value. Another thing too would be not just in the congregation, but I like to have our college students involved in local ministries, or at least connecting with local things. One of my students who attended TWU was very connected with like City of Denton. So he would help our organization get involved in Keep Denton Beautiful, basically a cleanup day that was whole citywide. And we got involved in that. And so just exposure to our name, our organization, and our congregation as well too. So those are some of the things just within the congregation, outside the congregation, and of course on their campus as well too, just so that not just the LCMSU name is known, or Lutheran Student Fellowship, but also St. Paul of Denton is known in the community.
What I love too, for those students that you maybe are staying close to college, are also going to start careers close to Denton, that keeps that ongoing relationship with St. Paul's and with the Christian community, so that they can continue to be this thing as they transition in life. They know where that relational connection has, where they can be fed spiritually. It's such an awesome thing to connect with them in different phases of their life as well. Yeah. So you've been able to talk about a lot of examples of what you do in campus ministry for students in Denton. I just want to talk in general, if there's anything else that you would lift up that are some important components of what you do in campus ministry for college students. And then also maybe for some of our people who are listening, who are in a situation where they can maybe start some campus ministry, maybe where would you suggest they start? You had a real practical thing about having a student rep that might be the gateway by which they can get listed as a, you know, a person who can be providing a student activity or something like that. But what are some other things you might give as an example of where someone might start?
Sometimes it's just simply listening to the students. If you have a group of students that are just graduated, they're staying around town. I don't even exclude students who are, I should say not students, but they're recent high school graduates. You know, they're still working. They're still wanting to be connected to a group. So I think my model is, yeah, we'll still have a student organization, but we still have students that work in town, and then we have non-students who still work in town, but they're still connected with the congregation, And I didn't want to have a separate group saying, hey, these are the people who are going to school and these are the people who aren't. So I wanted them to be blended together. So if anyone is wanting to start a college ministry, I would say also to include those who are not attending college at the time. They're still working. They're still trying to figure out what their path is, where they want to invest all this money of education for a future career. So with both of those students and non-students in the same group, it is an encourager for those who are not yet in college to at least start getting the process of enrolling, encourage them to really start thinking what their career path might be. And that comes from other students. You know, they all talk to each other differently than they would talk to us. Mm-hmm. They talk to their peers. Also, check out, as you would probably suggest, to, you know, get a charter or a chapter started with LCMSU, just so other students can find you. That would be the big thing as well. If it's a town gown ministry, or if it's sponsored by a district, like a LCMS district, to have a really big campus ministry, you know, start talking with your Texas district representatives as well to see how maybe they can help fund you or at least get you some support to get that ministry going.
What final words of encouragement would you give to parents, church workers, or lay people who are considering ways to support college students or students in their community looking for a church home?
Let's see here. I would say, you know, that it's worth it. That's what's kept me here for at least two decades. I tried and started a campus ministry because it was the same kind of thing. It was a couple of students, just a few, that just got out of high school. And they're like, what do we do now? I'm like, well, let's figure it out together. Let's see what we want to do. We start off with some fun activities. We say we want to have a midweek Bible study or maybe a group that meets on Sunday during Bible class time, just to meet and get to know each other, stay connected. I think that's got to be the main thing, is just for everyone to stay connected to each other and to Christ so that we can be encouragers to each other and help us grow in God's word. I guess the other encouragement would be just always turn to prayer in these situations where you're not sure about a particular path or direction you want to go with campus ministry. Prayer was always going to have answers for us, whether it's a yes or no answer. Also turn to your senior pastor too and see what his idea or his vision might be for it, and gain his support to go on this path with starting a campus ministry. For those students who find a campus ministry that is active and going, make full use of it. We're there to support and to love each other, to help each other walk through some of these difficult times in life. Starts at a very young age. You know, you're talking 18 or 19. Even some kids are still 17 and they're already entering the college years, and can be a scary time, especially when you're talking about financial things, survival things like food and, how do I get another job to support this endeavor that I'm on? I'm already throwing loads of money at the university and now I just need something to at least survive on. So, so lots of scary things and scary moments in the college years, but they're also very valuable years too, where you just make lifelong friends, potential of meeting a spouse. Mm-hmm. Just all these things are very important at this stage.
Great. Well, thank you for all your insight and the ways that you serve there at St. Paul and Denton. I'm thankful for the way you invest in young people, and I certainly keep connected them through that years of transition into college ministry and care for college students as well. God bless your continued work.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thank you both for hosting me on this.
In terms of campus ministry, there is a wealth of opportunities to join in God's mission here. If you are a church that has an active campus ministry, we encourage you to register as an LCMSU chapter. It is free and helps young people to find and connect with your college ministry.
One of those things parents can do with their young people and that congregations can encourage is looking for campus ministries and local LCMS congregations during a college visit and then the first few days on campus. We have a great student information form that's a way to help students connect with those campus ministries. A parent, church worker, or student themselves can fill out a simple contact information form and indicate which LCMSU chapter they would like to be connected with. We'll send that information on to that LCMSU leader who will reach out with more information. So really simple, easy, if you're not really sure how to make that connection. If you don't have an LCMSU chapter at your college or university, don't fear. Check out the church locator on the LCMS website. And under that, you can look, there's a little place to click for other, and then it says ministries. You're going to click college and campus ministries, and that's going to give you tons and tons of local LCMS congregations who are welcoming to those students who might be coming into their area.
And parents don't stop being parents just because their child goes off to college. Even if there are miles in between them, they still can be fervent in prayer for the child. They can provide encouragement to their student to be involved in church. They can provide resources like devotional and Bible studies. And of course, they can be that listening ear as young adults process new ideas, challenges, and opportunities for growth. And of course, alongside additional major decisions that they need to make going through the college years. And we are thankful for campus ministries who also equip students to share their faith in dorm rooms, classes, student lounges, and cafeterias. Many young people may not have a Christian worldview or know Jesus as their Savior. And through relationships and friendships, Christian students can witness to Christ so that others may know of his gift of forgiveness, life, and salvation.
College is a lot of transitions, scary, but there's some really positive things that can come out of that as well. During this time of growth, they get a chance to live out those vocations, build new relationships that will allow them to share the love of Jesus with others. With the support of that home congregation and with an LCMSU chapter, prioritizing faith can become something that's not just encouraged by parents, but something that is a priority for that young person as they become a disciple of Jesus Christ for life.
Thanks for joining us. If you liked what you heard, please leave us a review and don't forget to click the follow or subscribe button so that you don't miss out on upcoming episodes. God's Mission Here is a podcast that discusses Christ's gifts of forgiveness, life, and salvation, and how he delivers those gifts where you live and serve.